Thank you, Mr. President. My name is Naldin Osman. I'm speaking on behalf of the Yazidis Cultural Center in the Netherlands. The survey has been prepared to study the situation of the Yazidi youth after the coming of ISIS and its control on Sinjar, Bahashika, and Barzani on August 3, 2014. The results were shocking. The first result is the increasing number of youth who are unemployed. Most of Yazidi youth had a job before the coming of ISIS in their own cities. But now they are displaced in camps in different cities of Kurdistan without any jobs. There are about 90% of Yazidi youth without jobs now living in camps, according to the Yazidi Organization for Documentation. The second result is the bad psychological situation that most of the youth suffer from since they saw their sisters and mothers get kidnapped and raped in front of their eyes when ISIS controlled Yazidi cities. The third one is the immigration that threatens the performance of Yazidi religion in Iraq. So many Yazidi youth decided to leave Iraq from 3 August 2014 until November 2017. Iraq left about 100,000 Yazidis. Most of them were young. The fourth result is Yazidi youth are suffering from the discrimination that Iraq government practices it against them. They do not get that much help from the government, and no one does anything to release the kidnapped girls who are under ISIS controls, with exception of the support of Mr. Nechirvan Barzani, the head of the Kurdistan regional government. Fifth, Yazidi people are suffering from the lack of attention to them and to their situation. Most of families live in camps with few water and few food. They live under a high degree of heat in summer and low temperatures in the winter. Sixth, Yazidi youth are grumpy because of lack of freedom in speech and the absence of a government.